Hello, this is Scott Jose, Director of the Center for Excellence in Preaching at Calvin Theological Seminary, with another On Preaching article, this one titled, The Book We Preach. Now, years ago, in his first ever appearance on national television, comedian Bill Maher did a stand-up comedy routine on Johnny Carson's The Tonight Show. His routine that night included some good-natured jokes about religion and about his having been raised by one parent who was Catholic and another who was Jewish. And at one point he said, well, you know, I kid religion, but actually I find the church very comforting and I go often. Now, I'm not sure if Maher was serious about that even back then, but what I do know is that the days of Mr. Maher's good-natured kidding of religion are gone. Recently, I heard a portion of his latest stand-up comedy routine, a comedy routine he performed before a packed house in a large auditorium. But in this case, Mr. Maher's comments about the Christian faith, and by extension those of us who adhere to that faith, they are now no joking matter. Of particular interest were Maher's comments about the Bible. Mr. Maher says that he finds it astounding that anyone in the 21st century still thinks that the Bible can help shape society or laws. The Bible, after all, is the same book that shows talking snakes, people who live to be 900 years of age, a man who survives inside the belly of a whale. Maher then said, and this is the book that even our president says he takes literally. Now, Mr. Maher shouted that with all the incredulity he could muster, and he then went on sneeringly to say that it's incredible how retarded President Bush can be. The crowd roared and hooted its approval. Now, in addition to being a wretched, utterly inappropriate thing to say about our president, Mr. Maher was clearly labeling the rest of us Bible-believing Christians as likewise mentally deficient. Now, naturally, among the possible responses we could offer to Mr. Maher would be a more nuanced approach as to what it means to see Scripture as God's Word, but I have a feeling that Mr. Maher's sneer is not, first of all, the occasion to provide a lesson in hermeneutics. Instead, I mention this critique of the Bible to remind especially those of us who are preachers of something that we forget. See, over-familiarity with Scripture may cause us to forget that claiming the Bible as God's revelation to us remains one of the most radical, but just so one of the most central claims that we Christians make. In her book, Dakota, author Kathleen Norris says that upon her return to church after some years of absence, she was struck by the well-worn Bibles that the congregation's older members carried with them to worship each week. Norris writes, "Their well-worn Bibles said to me, 'There is more here than you know.' And that made me take more seriously the religion that had caused my grandmother Totten's Bible to be so well used that its spine broke." Indeed, respect and reverence for God's Word have been hallmarks of the Church for nearly 2 millennia now. We preach from this ancient text because we believe the radically amazing idea that God's Holy Spirit can and always does make it a living Word through which the truths of God move into our hearts and take up residence. Yes, the Bible has been misused and misinterpreted. The Church must forever be on guard against any temptation to use Holy Scripture as a bludgeon or as an excuse for behavior that ends up being very un-Christ-like. But take away the Bible, and the ardent belief that it is God's Word to us even in the 21st century, take away the Bible and we preachers would have nothing left to say. We could better go into another line of work. Still, let me suggest that it's not all bad to be reminded, even in as bracing and offensive a way as Mr. Maher's words provide. It's not an all bad thing to be reminded that believing we have a living word from God is a countercultural, profoundly odd, striking idea to profess. Maybe it's good for us preachers to be called up short sometimes so as to renew our own awe and wonder that we have such a sacred text at all. Too often, the Bible becomes for us preachers what a hammer is for a carpenter. You know, it's the most common tool we reach for every day, and we wield it without being the least bit startled that we have it in the first place. When we open the Bible to prepare the week's sermons, we enter into a text that is at once a deep mystery and a gift more precious than we realize. Perhaps we would do well to pause now and again and just look at that text. Look at it and say, "Wow, thanks be to God." Who knows? Maybe nurturing that kind of a surprised attitude will infect our subsequent sermons with high and holy joy.